Welcome to the Parental Thriving Podcast. I am your host, Melissa Bujeya, certified positive discipline educator, parental coach, and down and dirty in this journey with my own two preteens and young child. If you are looking to grow as a parent, if you want to transform your relationship with your children, this is the place to go. Each week, I bring you a solo show or an interview, and I am honored to share with you my passion and have you listen in. If you do not want to miss what is happening for your parents, please join my mailing list on www.parentalthrivingmalta.com. I love hearing from my listeners, so feel free to drop me a line on melissa@parentalthrivingmalta.com. And it would be great if you share these episodes with your friends. Hi, everybody. How are you? And today, we are going to be talking about self-regulation. And for that, I have invited once again Zialu, a very trusted friend and mentor for me. And for those of you who don't know her, I'd like to introduce her. Zialu is a loving wife, devoted mother, relationship coach, and emotional freedom therapist. She's also a womb awakening teacher and facilitator, embodiment priestess, and the creatrix of womb moon yoga, the way of life that helps women to feel free and joyful in their bodies and their relationships. After a spiritual awakening over 2 decades ago, Zoya's extensively trained in mindfulness, hatha and tantra yoga, meditation, energy, psychology, coaching, energy healing, holistic health, and yoga therapy. Her coaching skills are enhanced with her immersion in the study and practice of the world's wisdom traditions and healing arts, such as the 13 Moon Mystery School, womb shamanism, Ayurveda, Taoism, Theraveda, and Vajrayana Buddhism. Zoya is passionate about helping women to create happy lives She is passionate about helping women to create happy lives and marriages by accessing, honoring, and embodying love as their true essence. Offering her services as a full-time spiritual teacher since 2004, Zoya has been a catalyst for healing and self-actualization to hundreds of women from all over the world, including myself. And without further ado, welcome Zialu, and thank you for joining us again. Today, we are going to discuss self-regulation. In my live videos, I am at the moment building up to help more my listeners to change in their own little ways. And the last live video was that transformation starts with us. And I think that it is twofold, the transformation starts with us. It's the first one because we want that change, nobody else, right? So it's not our partner or our children who want the change. We are asking for that change. So obviously transformation has to start with us because of that. Also, I find that as women, because we cycle, transformation for us is easier. Not easy, but easier. So it can help us even more to change because of that. And I think one of the main ways that we can start changing ourselves is through self-regulation, right? Because once we are aware of certain emotions and how to regulate them, then we can change much more rapidly, so to speak. So... What can you tell us about that? What do you think?
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me again. I'm delighted to be here, and hopefully this conversation will be beneficial as much as the previous one for your mamas and everyone who is going to hear this. So, yeah, transformation. When you said rapidly, resistance, because I don't think it's necessarily a good thing when things change very fast. For me, I would prefer things just changing organically in their own speed. Maybe it's rather slow, but steady, and it brings prominent life-changing results. But I'm totally with you on self-regulation's importance and using emotional self-regulation as a very important platform for self-transformation.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to emotions, I think it's important to understand that being emotional is a good thing. And of course, we need to know what to do with the emotions, but to start with just a very simple thought, idea, belief that I want to feel my emotions. I don't want to repress my emotions. Emotions are very important to me. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to quickly go into a little bit of theory, because I think whenever I explain this, it really makes sense, and then, you know, women really get it. So yes, shall we do that? I prepared just a little bit of a that's like
right.
a magic triangle, if you can see it.
Yeah.
And I want to just mm-hmm. point out that we are very familiar with matter.
Mm-hmm.
The level of matter is anything that is manifested in this physical world.
Okay.
But we now know that energy level is as important. It's actually two sides of the same coin, matter mm-hmm. and energy. That's what quantum physics tell us. And if you go a little bit deeper, then we can speak about the level of vibration. So if we put all of this into our human plane, mm-hmm. then we can speak about body as that matter,
mm-hmm.
soul as our connection to energy,
mm-hmm.
and spirit as connection to vibration. And again, I'm just making it very short and very simple. We don't want to spend too much time on this theory. But if we go into understanding of different bodies that we have, we don't only have physical body, right? We're familiar with the physical body.
Yeah.
This is somewhat of our hardware. We all need to take care of our hardware and repair it. And if we go a little bit deeper, then software mm-hmm. will be that emotional body. So okay. emotions are actually the guidance from our soul. That's how energy speaks to us. That's what we feel. Whenever we feel an emotion, we're actually feeling our energy in motion. Our energy is moving and letting us understand something, hopefully, get that message and do something about it. And then, you know, we also want to stay tuned to spirit, and that's mental level.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever problems we have, they're always starting on the level of vibration. And Wum Mun Alchemy that I teach is all about working directly on this level, because mm-hmm. we want to get tuned to high vibration. We want to transform dense energy and vibrations into higher ones.
Mm-hmm.
But we do this through this level of energy, soul, and emotions. And we work directly in the body, mm-hmm. in that plane of matter, the physical plane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So whenever we think about emotions, we want to have this very direct understanding that this is what connects my body to spirit. This is how I actually know my soul's voice. Okay.
Okay.
Does it make sense?
It does make sense, because I was thinking from my own coaching practice that basically kind of all problems start with our minds. Because we are expecting something, because we were thinking of something different from what happened, because of how we perceived life from when we were young, and so that perceptions remained with us, and that is where basically all the problems are created, by our own mind, really. And so, yeah, that we have to look at it from the mind and then bring it out to the soul. Yeah, that makes complete sense, that mm-hmm. distinguishing what is real, really a problem from the mind, and then changing it kind of through our emotions. Yeah, it's
We can start from any point. Sometimes we can work directly with the body, because biology is our history, all the issues in the tissues. So I work a lot with the body and telling and guiding and teaching women how to understand their bodies and how to then use this physical alchemical cauldron for those inner transformative processes to happen. So it's in the body we feel the emotions, and that could be the first and very simple practical step. So whenever we are having, you know, a free moment, we want to do something good for ourselves and our families, we can just go inwards and feel what we feel. It may sound very simple, but it truly is the beginning, the end. It's the process and the goal. And whenever we are brave enough and we have that support, maybe that container of safety and intimacy with ourselves, then we can feel anything that's happening in our bodies. We then start processing those emotions, and that's where the transformation happens.
Yeah. It is a very deep subject, I find, because in its way, it is quite simple, but when it comes to actually really doing it, it's not as simple as it seems, because obviously we resist our own wanting to change. We resist it.
Any change brings a fear. That's very natural. Again, that's our survival instincts. If something is changing, it means something unknown is coming on our way, and we have that natural resistance. So we'd rather stay miserable, but we know what's happening, rather to go into the unknown and hopefully changing something for better. Again, no shame in this. We are all just wired this way. It's good to understand that's how our neurological system works. And that's why also we need support. We need other parents, you know, we need good friends to speak to. And hopefully every woman feels like she deserves a coach, she deserves a therapist or whatever other support she needs to go through whatever that transformation involves. Because I don't think we can truly become ourselves without help from outside. I know I've done this for years, being 20 years on a spiritual path. I thought that, you know, I know what I need, and I've done so much meditation and all spiritual work on my own, just find out that when I started having sisterhood, when I started having my mentor's support, that's when I actually got into the depths of it. And that's where this alchemical miracle started happening.
Yeah, I can agree 100%, because it's only when I actually started working with you that I all that you were telling me was like, yeah, I know all this. I've been trying to do this for the last 20 years. And it was so frustrating in a way that, like, I know everything that I had to do, but I still wasn't doing it. And yeah, you need that push. You need that somebody to do the big changes, so to speak, because they're all very small changes, but when you look at them globally, kind of thing, and as a whole, they are quite big changes, and it takes a lot of practice and support from others to get there.
So yes, that's why I really appreciate, you know, you doing your parenting coaching, because I know how parenting could be just so challenging, being a mother of 8-year-old son now. And I really feel that every mother needs a lot of support, you know, maybe not just a coach, also physical support, someone's physical help and a massage therapist, but at least a good coach who can help her to kind of get direction and start doing step by step some small changes. It's all that's needed, right? It's, you can't do a revolution all of a sudden. And again, that's not what I actually support. I really think it's about changing your habits. It's about introducing new things rather than, you know, trying to remove something, maybe just nourishing yourself more, because the more you receive, then the stuff that doesn't belong to you, that is not serving you anymore, has no space to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just fill yourself up with something which is serving you and therefore serving your family.
Yeah. In fact, in the beginning, I was telling them in my previous life that basically in the beginning, it might also seem like things are getting even worse rather than better in the beginning. First of all, on a family level, because the children are not used to seeing certain changes and they will obviously be resisting them, which will make behavior might be worse than it used to be before. But also for yourself as a woman, because you might be resisting without really quite knowing that you are doing that. And at the same time, you were also seeing the resistance of the children more than yours and thinking, this is not working, I'm not doing it right. There is all that, there's so much resistance kind of in the change.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's known as a healing crisis. There is even a term for it. It's very difficult to go through a very deep healing without that crisis piece, when you think like, oh no, I'm actually getting worse, everything is worse, whether it's your health, whether it's your family situation, and you think that I'm not doing it right or something is wrong. And that's why, again, it's good to have some kind of long-term support, like you're offering a membership, right? So women know that you're not going anywhere. You are there for them to support them month by month, or like with my programs. I don't do just, very short-term courses, very rarely. Maybe like, you know, a group workshop where we do a huge energetic clearing. But if I work with someone, it's at least 3 months. And then I know that at least that healing crisis that is going to happen at one point, I'm there for that person, that woman, and she is not going to just then give up and think that, oh, something is, it's not for me. You know, that's what we often say. Oh, yeah. Maybe, yeah, it worked for everyone, but it's not for me.
Yeah, true.
So she still has that support. Then she's going to go through, and then it's like, whoa, it's like such a huge breakthrough. And there is then, you know, no way back.
Yes. So to go back kind of a bit on the basics, maybe, I don't know how to explain it better, but so self-regulation is something which now it has become quite an inward, especially in the parenting circles where they offer a lot of support all over the world about how to help children self-regulate. I think it was kind of a thing when we were young.
And
most of us didn't learn how to self-regulate for various reasons. So yes, we can find ourselves with a coach or with a therapist to help us start the process going. But I also know that a lot of people will be a bit hesitant about it. So what is one thing that they can start trying to do on their own till they feel ready to get support as a way to start that transformation, to start changing and increase self-regulation? Is there something which they can do?
Well, the first step is always awareness. You need to become aware of what you feel, and you kind of just touched on this thing that you want to feel your feelings, you want to feel your emotions, you want to feel them in the body. Because sometimes if it's all just somewhere here, like in that thought bubble, you just go into the story again and again. Or even if you start feeling more into emotional field and, you know, okay, I'm feeling angry or I'm feeling sad, you still want to take it deeper to that level of body, of level of matter and physical level. And in this sense, that's why, you know, we want to do it in an embodied way. And it's simple. It's just, okay, naming that emotion. Okay, I'm feeling anger. And where is that anger? you may not be so used to really register all of the emotions as physical sensations. It might take some time, but if it's a strong emotion, I'm sure you will find it right away. You know, it could be some kind of tightness in your chest or your shoulders. It could be a headache. It could be some kind of fire in your stomach, whatever else. So you just start feeling what's happening in the body. And that's where it becomes quite safe to do it even without an outer support, because you only want to make sure that you don't go back into story. You're witnessing your body, mm-hmm. like a doctor will witness a patient, without being overwhelmed with mm-hmm. intensity of it. So if you're managing that, if you could just be thinking, okay, I'm thinking the thought, whatever it is, I'm mad at my children, so where is that anger in my body? And you take it into the body and you just stay there for as long as you feel possible for you comfortably, and try not to go into thinking again. So you are witnessing yourself and embracing that it's happening. Yes, it's okay to be angry. We often have so much resistance towards so-called negative emotions. We want to be a good mom. I can so relate to this. So whenever we start feeling angry, for example, we start feeling ashamed or guilty, and they could also bring up lots of traumas from our childhood when someone was angry at us and it felt so unsafe. And so we then just repress that anger. So again, if you go to this feeling of you can't do it on your own, please seek help. But if you're able to just feel that anger, for example, in your body for some time, you will start noticing that if you don't attach a story to it and you are able to be that kind of sacred witness that sees it from outside, then at one point, it will kind of lighten up. The sensation may move to another place. You also will start feeling the intensity gets less. Maybe at first it will go a little bit stronger just because you're now paying attention. It was mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. but you thought it wasn't that strong just because you didn't allow yourself to feel. But ultimately, it will start lighting up. It will start moving somewhere. And that's a very good sign. Then you know that you're actually doing it. You are not making it worse in any way. And that's what hopefully will then inspire you to continue with it. And whenever, you know, you have a chance, don't wait for very strong emotions. You can just always observe your body, just kind of scanning your body from top to toes and see, okay, I'm feeling this something, like I'm feeling it now. Do you want to do it together? Let's find a spot in your body that feels most prominent, something that you feel is like kind of uncomfortable. I feel it behind my left shoulder blade, kind of behind my heart. That's my weak spot. I often
my weak spot is the upper back. So
do you want to name yours?
Sorry.
yeah. Naming yours, your upper back.
My upper back is always my weak spot.
And if you're listening to us, feel what you are feeling now. Where is your uncomfortable spot? Some sensations that make you feel uncomfortable. And then we can give it a number as well, from 0 to 10, 10 being the most intense. Like my shoulder blade feels like 7 on this intensity scale.
Okay. For me, my upper back, today is a good day, so it's only like a 4 or 5 actually.
Lucky you.
It hasn't been for a while, I have to say.
No, I'm good. I haven't had anything for a long while. Today is not a very peaceful day for me, so I'm good. Actually, you know, it's very good that I have that opportunity to just go there and start doing something about it with you. So, yeah, and then you just feel it. You just allow yourself to stay in that spot and give it your loving attention. Do not judge it. Do not criticize it. We have that aversion right away because we don't want to feel uncomfortable. But instead, try to be that loving mother for your body and that particular place. And allow it to be in that pain, in that discomfort, in that intensity. And I'm already feeling like it's three only. It might not be that quick of a change for you, but just because I've been doing this for over a decade at least, my body is very responsive now. So you just feel it and you allow it to be. Just allowing, embracing, not trying to get rid of it, simply being there. Same way you would do with a naughty child, right? We don't want to punish our children. We want to be there for them. So that's what you do for yourself now and for that spot in your body. You're holding the space for healing, for transformation.
That's what I was going to say. So it's basically when we are becoming aware of our emotions, we are kind of become even more aware of them. We are holding the space for ourselves rather than for our children. That is basically what we need to do.
Yeah, that's what you said at the beginning. Your first video was about it, starting with yourself. And that's a perfect training. Can you hold your own pain and discomfort without trying to judge and punish yourself? Mm-hmm. So you can use your own body, you becoming that loving mother for your mm-hmm. body. And then it will be easier for your children when you start doing that same thing.
Because basically, if you think about it, when we get angry or upset or all these negative emotions in parenting, is usually because there's something triggering us from either our past, whether we know it or not. And basically being aware of that emotion will help us to change, because we can't suddenly stop shouting at our children.
Yeah.
We're fed up of shouting at them, but it's not going to just go away just because we will it. We have to take, as I've been telling them, we have to take those small baby steps towards the change, because we can want the change, but it's not going to manifest on its own unless we're not doing anything about it.
Yes, it starts with an intention. You want to know what you want. Your desire is very important. I actually do want to have peaceful parenting. I don't want to shout as my parenting tool. Yeah. And having that clarity, of course, is not enough. Then you need to have practical tools and steps to achieve it.
So once we are aware of what we exactly want, would you agree that trying to start with self-regulation, it is the best way to move forward? It's becoming more aware of your feelings and staying with them. That is,
it's definitely going to be a part of the process. Mm-hmm. There are, of course, other things that could be very beneficial, like just self-care.
Yeah,
we are often really not feeling our best because we are just exhausted. We haven't slept enough. We haven't had our me time for ages. And then we don't have anything to give. We become empty, not in a good sense. We just not have any reserve inside of us to give love. So of course, that's where, again, it starts with you. You want to have that self-love towards yourself. Mm-hmm. And then that's where self-regulation for me is also a type of self-care, but on a, you know, very good, deep level. It's how you're taking care of yourself. Instead of just repressing whatever negativity is there, you're actually looking at it and then doing something with it. You love yourself more, so then you can love your children more.
Yeah, that is... It is something which I fully agree with you. And I also feel that self-regulation is part of self-care. Most of us look at self-care just on the physical level. And I think it is really kind of not sad. more superficial, I think. It is a bit superficial to just look at the physical body as self-care, as, I don't know, going for a massage, going to the beautician, going to the hairdresser, going out with friends. It's all part of self-care, but it needs more than just that.
Yeah, we just could, you know, go back to that triangle.
Yeah.
It's not just body. We also have our
connected soul. Right? Yeah.
We have our spirit, and these two, again, actually more, they are at the source of who we are. So if we are able to just aim at our spirit rather than our body, we could completely change our reality. Mm-hmm. However, again, it could be just quite challenging. And again, we need body as that vehicle, that container that we work with. Mm-hmm. But just focusing on the body is just very surface of who we are and of, you know, what self-care or self-transformation means.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I think it was a very good talk. We could go forever, so I think we should wrap it up now.
I enjoyed it too. I can always speak to you.
So basically, just kind of a recap, basically, self-care relation is one of our three assets in helping us transform ourselves. There's the body, there's the mind, and there's the emotion, and self-regulation is of the emotional level. And the first step is really to start being aware of those emotions and as much as possible sit with them. Maybe we might not be able to sit with them in the moment, but we can take time throughout the day at some point to go back to feeling them and understanding maybe more from where they are coming from and so on, or just simply stay with them in the beginning, really.
Absolutely. I just want to emphasize this part because we didn't touch on this, that most of the time you are not able to do it right on the spot because you need to take care of, you know, the immediate situation with your children. And so in this sense, it's actually important to learn how to suppress some emotions, because we don't want to just shout at children, you know, and vomit our energetic negativity to anyone just because, oh, I'm not repressing emotions anymore. Yeah, we don't repress them, we process them, but later when we have that time and space, when we are not going to hurt anyone by doing that. And I just want to mention that I have some very good free resources that could help you to do just that. I have a video training on anger, which is 6 videos, and they explain what anger is and how you can practically help yourself to process whatever anger have already been inside of you accumulated, and then also how to
deal. That's amazing.
Yes. And that same link will also give you some free downloads of practices that would be amazing for your self-care.
Yeah,
there is.
I'll put the link practices under the video.
Thank you. Yeah, breathing practices, meditation, and deep relaxation, guided relaxation. You can just lie down and feel your body and relax.
Perfect. And I have one meditation in particular, which I believe is with your free resources, if I'm not mistaken, is the embodying love meditation.
Yes, I put it on the free resources just because everyone loved it so much. I wanted to offer it to everyone. Before it was a part of a paid program.
One of the resources that I use nearly daily nowadays. I start the day with the meditation most days when I have the time. I always start with that, and it really helps me to keep with my intention of this year of being joyful and belonging. And I don't do it. I honestly see the difference where I quickly change from a loving, happy mama to a drone. So I really try and do it every day because it really helps me to remember and take it slow and kind of as you tell me many times, to surrender and accept whatever is happening in the moment. So it's a really, really helpful resource. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you. I'm listening to it myself.
Why not? <Yeah. laughs> I have to listen to my own videos, live videos that I do sometimes, and I'm like, I really say all that.
yes. We need support no matter how much work we've done. It's so good to have those recorded little audios that can help you when you are not able to focus yourself and when you need just someone's support. So make a good use of any videos that Melissa has and whatever other resources you have. Just carry them with you and use them. Most importantly, use them.
Thank you very much, Zoya. It was lovely speaking to you. And hopefully we'll have another chat soon about all this.
Thank you so much. It's my honor and pleasure. And I'm looking forward to further unfolding of this journey.
Perfect. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.